Why do bodily sensations and symptoms get worse when you're just dealing with anxiety? When I was on my anxiety journey, when I was really struggling, I wasn't even on the recovery journey, I had different symptoms I was focused on during different stages. In the beginning, I was hyper-focused on my heart palpitations and my high blood pressure. I couldn't figure it out. And I noticed the more I tried to fix it and try to figure it out, my heart palpitations and my blood pressure got worse. And it was one of those things that confused me. And it might be something that confuses you too. Why do bodily sensations get worse when you're just dealing with anxiety? In this video, I want to break down a few principles and some phenomena that are happening so that you can better understand what's going on and you don't have to be so bewildered. And more importantly, you can focus on overcoming this and going back to living. So let's get it started. Now, assuming you've gotten everything ruled out by your doctor, don't use these videos or any videos or honestly anything on the internet as a substitute for medical advice. Make sure you've gotten a clean bill of health, that your doctor's ruled everything out. Assuming that you've gotten everything ruled out, all your symptoms are a consequence of the fight or flight response. When you're dealing with anxiety, your fight or flight response triggers very easily. This isn't happening because you have some chemical imbalance or you're broken or you have some sort of permanent illness or anything like that. What's really happened is that your body's hit a stress threshold. This could be from smaller stressors in your life that pick up. It could be one big stressor. The stressor honestly doesn't matter. Once you hit that stress threshold, what often happens is people experience their very first panic attack. They don't know it was a panic attack. And over time, their nervous system becomes very sensitive. Now, as it becomes more sensitive, it's going to find ways to protect you. It's going to look at everything as a threat. And because your nervous system is looking at everything as a threat, your fight or flight response is getting more activated. Now, here's the most important thing to understand in this video. When you're focused on a symptom or a bodily sensation that you feel uncomfortable with, the nerves in that area become sensitive and whatever you're feeling becomes magnified. So I want to give you an example of what that looks like. Let's say hypothetically you're dealing with chest tightness. It doesn't have to be chest tightness. You might be dealing with some other symptom. That's okay. But for the purpose of this example, let's look at chest tightness. You're concerned that your chest tightness is the onset of a heart attack because you've been dealing with palpitations. You've been dealing with high blood pressure, someone in your family that's had heart disease, and you've gone to your doctors and they're just saying it's anxiety. Here's what's going on. Because you're focused on the chest area and your nervous system is naturally very sensitized, what happens is that the nerves in that chest area, in your chest area, are going to become more sensitive. It's going to be more primed. So nerves in that area are even more sensitive, and the muscles in that area will also tighten as well because you're so focused on it. So what you're really dealing with is, yeah, you're experiencing chest discomfort, but it isn't because there's something medically wrong, but because the nerves in that area are becoming more sensitive because your nervous system is sensitized. So it's important to understand that if you can get your nervous system to desensitize, that turns off the fight or flight response, which eventually turns off all these symptoms because all these symptoms are a consequence of your fight or flight response being turned on for too long, which is caused by your nervous system being sensitized. I know this can seem a little bit confusing, and if you're new to the channel, this might feel very overwhelming. So if you really want to know how to begin desensitizing your nervous system, I've written out a blueprint showing you step by step how to overcome your symptoms. It helps you understand why you're experiencing these bizarre symptoms, how to begin overcoming it, what's keeping your nervous system sensitized, and how the recovery journey looks like. I'll put a link down below, or you can just go to www.byebyepanic.com. So recognize that because your nervous system is sensitized, anytime you hyperfocus on a symptom, it's going to become more sensitive because the nerves in that area are going to get sensitive. The second thing to understand is that you also have a habit of focusing on the symptom or bodily sensation. See, anxiety in itself is like a magnifying glass. It's a symptom amplifier. The more you look at it through a magnifying glass, it's going to seem a lot bigger than it is. And that's just not with anxiety, but that's with anything you focus on. If you focus on anything long enough, it grows. By the way, quick tip. This is one of the reasons why we're helping people on the recovery journey. We mentioned that they need to give a win before they ask their question. So anytime they have a question, we want them to have a win or practice gratitude. Now, we're not just doing that so that, we can make things lighthearted, but we understand understand the role of focus. And we understand that if you're always focused on the negative, if you're always focused on the symptom, even if you're having good things happen, you won't notice it. It won't be part of your reality because whatever you focus on grows. Basically, practicing gratitude gives you perspective. So like I mentioned, learning how to desensitize your nervous system from that blueprint will help you reshift your focus. So recognize that you trying to focus on this, trying to fix it is actually what's making things worse. Once you know how to respond, once you know what's happening, then you can go back and focus on what matters, which is living your life. Now, if you've made it to this part of the video, I wanna give you some more tips because as you're doing this, you're gonna notice something else surface up. This is something we always notice with people in the mentorship when we're guiding them through the recovery journey, which is you're also gonna notice another phenomenon at play, another force at play, which is the role of habit. You'll notice that even though you know how to respond, you understand how to begin overcoming these symptoms, you'll have this habit of constantly checking in on your bodily sensation, whatever that is. So even if this problem would be fixed, your brain would check in and say, oh yeah, but what about that problem? Oh yeah, but what about that problem? When your brain feels like there's been an unsolvable problem for a long time that it constantly needs to fix, even if it got fixed, the brain has developed this habit of checking in. Unlearning the habit and developing new habits will take time on its own. You don't need to do anything consciously to create a habit. See, your habit of constantly checking in on the symptom wasn't something you consciously did. All you did was you checked in on your symptom right now in this moment. That's all you did. The habit was formed on its own. So recognize that when you're learning a new habit, you might have old habits creep up, but all you need to do is just refocus. So understand the role of your nerves being sensitized, and the more you focus on it, the more that the nerves in that area become more sensitive, and also know the role of the habit of checking in. And as you learn how to refocus, and as you learn how to respond to your symptoms, all these things will go away. Once you get to a point where your nervous system is more or less at baseline and you're, you know, back to where you used to be, even if you try to hyper-focus on a symptom, it's not gonna have the same reaction because your nervous system is not sensitized. So I hope this video helps. If you really wanna know more about how to overcome your symptoms and get some recovery stories, I'll put some links down below, including applying to mentorship. And while you're here, make sure to check out this video showing you how to apply the principles of recovery. I'll see you in the next video.